Good afternoon and welcome to the Pianoforte Salon series, a live monthly broadcast produced by the Pianoforte Foundation. This recital is presented from the Recital Hall at Sherwood, the Community Music School at Columbia College, Chicago, at 1312 South Michigan Avenue. Today's artists are Laura Fenster, piano, and Martine Benman, cello. All music by Gabriel Faré for us this afternoon. Two pieces on the program, The Theme and Variations for Piano, Opus 73, and then the Sonata in D Minor for Cello and Piano, Opus 109. We begin with the Opus 73, The Theme and Variations for Piano by Gabriel Faré, as played by Laura Fenster. Please welcome to our stage this afternoon, Laura Fenster. Laura?
Thank you.
Bean and Variations, Opus 73 for piano, is played by pianist Laura Fenster in our Piano Forte Salon Series program from the Sherwood School of Music this afternoon, broadcast live on WFMT, and we welcome to our microphone Laura Fenster, pianist, and also Martine Benman, cellist, who we'll hear from in a moment. Thank you so much for the wonderful performance, Laura.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be playing Fauré, who's so little known and who should be so much better known.
We know the Requiem. We know other
That's
pieces.
Right. Pelléas and Mélisande, everyone knows.
Exactly.
Right.
But yeah. The piano pieces that such as you have played, not all that familiar with. And you had mentioned just a second before we went on the air that Fauré had studied with various other better-known people, perhaps, and their work was influenced.
Certainly. He studied with Saint-Saëns, who apparently was a very severe, strict teacher, mm-hmm. and also with Vidor, and he was an organist for some of his life. He wrote a great deal of piano music. I don't know of any organ pieces. If anybody can tell me about organ music, I'd be interested. But his early piano pieces, you can see where the Impressionists came from, a lot of the arpeggiation that he used in some of the early works. This is not like that. I think you see the organ influence in this. The theme and the last variations sound very much like a prelude and postlude that might be organ pieces.
Used for an organ. And in keeping with the talking about Fauré, one of your teachers, Yvonne Hubert, was a student.
Exactly. She studied with him when she was very young. I studied with her when I was very young, and also with her pupil, Phil Cohn, who I've remained very close to all these years. And he told me an interesting story. Apparently, she played these variations for him and suggested adding some octaves in the 10th variation. And he initialed her copy to say that it was okay to play it that way.
You just anticipated my next question.
He approved of it. He initialed her copy to show his approval.
Very good. Well, our other art guest this afternoon is Martine Benman, cellist. Again, welcome. Glad to have you with us. You and Laura are about to play the sonata in D minor for cello and piano. If you could please tell us a little bit about this piece. You seem enthusiastic about it.
Yes, I love Fauré. And as told, we know Fauré more for his melodies or for his church music, but there is Fauré, the chamber musician, and he wrote a number of chamber pieces. Some are from his earlier life, like the violin sonata and two piano quartets, one that we performed actually 2 weeks ago. And then later works, actually his latest works were chamber music, the two cello sonatas, and a piano trio and a string quartet. And this late Fauré, I think, is an amazing piece of music, all his pieces. But I love the cello sonata especially because it shows Fauré in his later age when he was at the top of his writing capacities and he had the serenity of an older man. And I love to quote something that I found that I find very true for Fauré. The cello sonata is a late work, a mixture of uneasiness and incredible serenity. And I find that in those movements. And another thing about Fauré in general, his melodies, although avoiding dramatic extremes, in effect lead you down a rabbit hole of one beautiful surprise after another. That's very much what I think about Fauré.
Very good. And as you mentioned, this uneasiness that we hear in later works, he's reached the point of maturity in
Absolutely.
His composing career, and that comes to the fore in this piece.
And I feel the first movement shows a little bit this uneasiness, and the second is the beauty.
Very good, very good. Well, we're happy to have you both here, Martine Benman, cellist, Laura Fenster, pianist, who is about to play for us the sonata in D minor for cello and piano, Opus 109. Ladies, again. Thank you. The Sonata in D Minor for Violin, Cello, and Piano, Opus 109 by Gabriel Fauré. We heard Martine Benman, cellist, and Laura Fenster, piano. Both Ms. Benman and Ms. Fenster are on the faculty here at the Sherwood Community Music School. Ms. Fenster has played in various concerts in Chicago and also in other parts of the country. Ms. Benman, having performed with the Cube Ensemble, Ars Musica Chicago, and the Giuliani Ensemble. Our engineer for today's broadcast is Mary Mazurek, the executive producer, Steve Robinson. The Piano Forte Foundation hopes you've enjoyed today's Piano Forte Salon Series broadcast. This recital was presented on WFMT live from the Recital Hall at Sherwood, the Community Music School at Columbia College, Chicago, at 1312 South Michigan Avenue. Today's concert was sponsored in part by Piano Forte Foundation member Mary Jo Burfind. Piano Forte Foundation members enjoy many benefits, including half-price tickets and discounted parking. For more information, visit pianofortefoundation.org. Next month, on the Piano Forte Salon Series Live, pianist Ina Follix returns to Chicago to play a varied program, including works by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, and more. I'm your host, David Schwann. Thank you for joining us.